You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah.
The sun shines brightly, causing the sweet fragrance of lilac blossoms to perfume the air here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog, Polly, on a swing set in the backyard of the clubhouse.
Let's pretend our swings have changed into spaceships.
Yeah.
Hi, Captain. We're flying towards the backwards planet.
Yeah, where people walk backwards.
And talk backwards.
Well, we better prepare for landing by learning our names backwards. Let's see. My name, Jack, backwards, would be spelled K-C-A-J. So my name would be Cadj.
And my name, Sam, would be spelled M-A-S, so my name would be Mass. And let's see, my name, Steve, would be Veets. So, Captain, we're ready to land on the backwards planet with our backwards names, Cadj, Mass, and Veets. From Trout Fishing in America. Let's see here.
Cadj, Veets, come in. Do you read me? Do you read me? This is Mass.
Well, we've landed safely with our spaceship swings on the backwards planet, and Cadj and Veets are out searching the area for signs of life. Aha! Here they come now. So, any backwards life on this planet?
Well, we found this dog, and her name's Elop. But we're going to pretend that she's a friendly lion.
You mean a Nihil.
And we think we've landed in the backyard of a clubhouse,
otherwise known on this planet as a sowl bulk.
And it looks just like ours, but
it's completely backwards.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
backwards.
Spelling, please.
B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D-S. C-K-W-A-R-D-S.
Definition, please.
Adjective, reversed. Synonyms are words that mean the same thing are in the opposite direction.
You're going the wrong way.
Retrograde. Sentence, please.
Let's see if I can walk backwards across the backwards planet.
Uh-oh. I made a mess.
Good thing I'm not in my room or I'd have to clean it up.
Just the other day, I was playing around. Went down from the kitchen, I heard an awful sound. It said, clean your room. Clean your room. See, my parents were yelling, clean your room. Now, I like to think that I'm awful smart. But when I looked around, I didn't know where to start. I had to clean my room. How do I clean my room? You know, I think I need a broom to clean my room. Come on, Jack. Oh, I stood up and I stubbed my toe. It's been 100 years since I've picked up my clothes. I've got to clean my room. Clean my room. Gotta pick up my clothes and clean my room. I pulled a whole lot of stuff up from under my bed. Hey, what do you know? There's my old pair of pro kids. I've got to clean my room.
Hey, what are those shoes?
Oh, clean my room. I never know what I might find. Clean my room.
I've got a very messy room, so I'm gonna go up the stairs to clean my room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it.
It's a mess.
Clean it up, Steve.
It's awful. All right, I'm okay.
Sam, express yourself,
okay?
Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, look who's coming down the street.
Oh, it's Esquire's grandpappy, Mr. Barrister.
I've got a feeling that he's the leader of the backwards planet.
Oh, yeah, but he's forgotten he is because everything's backwards.
Yeah, and it's our mission to remind him that he's the leader.
Mr. Barrister!
Mr. Barrister!
Hey, boys! Out for my daily walk! Gotta get my exercise! Beauty of a day!
Sure is! Quite backwards, though.
So, what's new?
Mr. Barrister, we just want to remind you that you're the leader of something.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm the leader of the chess club.
No, Mr. Barrister. You're the leader of the backwards planet.
Yeah. The leader of the backwards planet, huh? Is that what Esquire's telling you these days?
You're the leader of the backwards planet, but you don't remember, see?
I don't remember? That's funny. Because I do remember. Hmm? When I was a boy, the kids in my neighborhood, they'd call me Backward Billy.
It's time for a poem.
Backward Bill, from Shel Silverstein's A Light in the Attic.
Backward Bill, Backward Bill. He lives way up on Backward. Backward Hill, which is really a hole in the sandy ground, but that's a hill turned upside down. Backward Bill's got a backward shack with a big front porch that's built out back. You walk through the window and look out the door, and the cellar is up on the very top floor. Backward Bill, he rides like the wind, don't know where he's going, but he sees where he's been. His spurs go neigh, and his horse goes clang, and his gun goes knab. It never goes bang. Backward Bill's got a backward pup. They eat their supper when the sun comes up, and he's got a wife named Backward Lil. She's my own true hit, says Backward Bill. Backward Bill wears his hat on his toes and puts on his underwear over his clothes. And come every payday, he pays his boss and rides off smiling, carrying his hoss. Bill word back, Bill word back. He hives on a Lil in a shouldn't whack. Bill word back, Bill word back. He's really filly, and that's a sack. A Backward Bill, Backward Bill, lives way up on Backward Hill. Da boop ba ba doo da la doo doo da, da boop ba doo da doo da doo doo da, a boop ba doo da doo 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 doo.
So, Mr. Barrister, you pretend you're the leader of the Backwards Planet.
Okay, I'll pretend that I need to get some exercise and finish my walk. How's that?
As the leader of the Backwards Planet, do you have any words of wisdom for us that we could take back to our planet before you head out on your walk?
Okay, in the words of John Winston Ono Lennon, how can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing?
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? How can we go forward into something?
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from John Lennon. At the top of the news today, safety. What to do if a stranger approaches you. Coward O'Cell is with the person who has the answer. Coward.
Coward O'Cell here, live downtown Zucchini Land with Officer O'Reilly. Now, Officer O'Reilly, you work in the schools with kids and you talk to them about being safe. And the topic we've chosen for today is stranger safety. What should you do if a stranger approaches you?
Well, Coward, it all depends on the situation.
That's true.
We don't want to blow things completely out of proportion and say that all people whom you don't know are going to harm you. That's just not true.
Yes, that would be extreme, wouldn't it?
On the other hand, if you're a child, you really shouldn't be out in public without a parent or trusted adult.
That's a good point.
Or if you are, for some reason, away from an adult for a short period of time, travel with a buddy.
Good point. So you are never completely alone.
Now, if you are, for some reason, away from an adult and a stranger approaches you and you feel uncomfortable, scream, make noise, and then try to find a trusted adult, like myself, who can help you.
Well, thank you very much, Officer O'Reilly. It's a very important topic, and thanks for filling us in. Back to you, Bob.
Always safety first. Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. It's a sunny spring day here in Zucchini Land, but the Doppler Weather Catcher blimp system indicates that clouds will be rolling in this evening, making for a rainy day tomorrow in Zucchini Land. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. If a stranger tries to touch you, take you away with him or her. Don't be afraid to go and yell out. Don't be afraid to cause a stir. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. You've got to run away real fast, my friend. Make like a tree and leave while you can. You've got to tell a trusted adult or run to the nearest store and yell, leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone. It's okay to yell, then go run and tell. Leave me alone.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers, and it looks like Susan's on her front porch doing homework or something.
On this planet, her name is Nasus.
Hi, Captain.
I don't think she realizes what planet she's on.
No.
It looks like we're going to have to brief her on the new reality.
Hello there.
Ma'am, there's been a change in the way things are.
Things are a little bit different now.
Hmm?
Yes, your name is now Nasus. And you don't have to study for the history test tomorrow.
Yeah, see, we're on the backwards planet, and we don't have homework or tests.
Right. Oh, I can't wait to hear you explain that one to Miss Honeypepper tomorrow.
Oh, you mean Miss Repep-Nihon.
Actually, I think it's Miss Repper...
Oh, and if you make it back to Zucchini Land, remember, tomorrow's test will be on how a bill becomes a law.
Oh, thanks.
You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." And he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill, and I got Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm gonna live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so...
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
That was a song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello?
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Amy, and I'm calling on behalf of Acme Shoulder Products Incorporated. How's your back?
It's fine, thank you.
Have you ever experienced itchy back?
I don't think so.
Do you have siblings?
Siblings?
Family members.
Oh, yes, I have two brothers, one mom, one dad, and a dog named Polly.
Has anyone in your family ever asked you to scratch his or her back?
Oh, many times. Our dog Polly loves to have her back scratched.
Tell the customer it's his lucky day.
Well, today's your lucky day, sir.
It is?
Present the product.
For a limited time, we're offering our automatic back scratcher for the extremely low price of $19.95.
$19.95?
Spice up the deal.
That's correct, Steve. And for only $19.95 more, we'll throw in Bab Goffmer's memoirs from A Man Who Loves Mustard.
Wow, Amy, that sounds great. But couldn't I just scratch Polly's back myself or have one of my brothers do it? Kind of like you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours?
I suppose so, but what if there's no one around to do it for her?
Well, she usually finds a nice corner in the clubhouse, or if she's outside, she uses a tree.
Keep trying to sell the product.
Well, that does make sense, doesn't it?
The best part is that it's free.
Well, I never thought of that.
Would you like to hear a song that won't cost anything?
I'd like that.
Here's one from the Coasters.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. Now you can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look, I mean, she's crazy. She really do you in. Now if you let her get under your skin, poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Now late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. Bees will make you bump it, and mumps will make you lump it, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough will cool ya. But poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need a lotion of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound. The minute you start.
got to mess around. Poison ivy. Mess around. Poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Poison ivy, yeah, yeah. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around. La 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 la.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KIDE in Hoopa, California.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,257.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Bark backwards. I think that's forwards. Was that backwards or forwards?
Kind of sounded,
sure. Maybe that was backwards.
I don't know. It sounds forwards to me.
Polly back. That was backwards.